I really don't want to teach this. I want to go somewhere else, but I'm going to be disciplined and stay with my series. But I really wanted to talk about Jerusalem tonight so bad. And you do not have any clue how much I wanted to talk about that. Let me say this. I may end up, today's a historic day. It really is. Now, listen to me. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, this is not about Donald Trump. Can I tell you this? Now, this may upset some of you, and I don't want to do that, Tobin. Now, listen carefully. The same God that put Barack Obama into presidency, and God did. You said, no, I don't believe that for the world. No, you're wrong. He setteth up kings and he put down kings. It was God's purpose to put Barack Obama as president. And by the way, I prayed for him. And I want you to know it was God's purpose to put Donald Trump into presidency. And whether you vote for him, don't vote for him, whether you like him or didn't like him. But I want to tell you, I like one thing about him. And I'm going to write him a letter and say, I like one thing about you. I don't like his twittering, but he makes me a nervous wreck. But you know what? He told y'all what he was going to do. He's just about the only president I've seen in the last 20 years of doing what he said he'd do. Am I telling the truth? Do you know President Bush, President Clinton, they all said they were going to remove the embassy from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the capital. Am I right? 1995, the Senate voted 93-5, almost unanimous, to do that. But they've had an option, and they've waived it for the last 22 years. And then God raised up Donald Trump. Hold a minute. God raised him up. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If he don't do anything else, he put a Supreme Court justice that thrilled my soul. And he did that today. And if you want to vote him out in 3 years, go ahead. Okay? I'm kidding. Let me say this about it. Jerusalem is Israel's holy city. Can I, if I go off script tonight, is it okay? I'm going to. I can't help it. Turn. I can't help it, Chad. I'm going to show you something tonight. Well, y'all got a Bible? I'm going to do my best. Hey, do you have a King James Bible? Okay. I don't want to be ugly, Tobin, but if they don't use King James, I don't like it, okay? They're heathen and all that. I'm sorry. Can I preach against sin and still love the sinner? Like, I hate homosexuality, but I love want the homosexual. Is that all right? I'm just trying to. You got me under conviction so bad tonight, I don't know what to do. Amen. I'm telling you, that was great preaching. Turn over Zechariah 12, and I'll take you in 12 more. You know, I read this before service. You know, I got some texts today and some emails, and this is kind of peculiar. This is wonderful, actually. One of these days, we're going to have a great jubilee. Somebody say amen. 1967. In 6 days, our Jewish brethren took back most of the land. And went right up to the Western Wall. I don't know if y'all know this. And was ready I think it was Ariel Sharon, am I right there? Was ready to go on and take the Temple Mount, and he did some restraint and didn't, and that's why you have what you have today. And by the way, how many, what are we in, 2001? How many years is that? Do your math. 67 to 2017. What's the year of Jubilee? How many years is it? You know what I've been doing this afternoon? I've been looking up and saying, boys, listen to me. We're right at 11:59 of God's timetable. Yes, Lord, we may not get that building. Brother Jared, you finish your program. I'm about ready to go up, okay? You finish it up. Do a good job on it. Make sure they get that inch layer you're talking about. You go ahead and finish that in the spring, but I may be going before then. Let me show you how significant. I'm going to read you two passages of Scripture, give you a lot of prophecy. Can I give you a little prophecy tonight? I just run in this evening in some Bible reading. Look at the 12th chapter. I want to show you how significant Jerusalem is and how polarizing Jerusalem is. Jerusalem is polarizing. Why do you think folks are mad all over the world? I mean, people are mad. Amen. Because it is polarized. You say, that's not the Bible. Wait till you hear these verses. Are y'all there? Amen. I'll just read some verses. It says, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, listen, Lord, listen to this. I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. When they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, listen, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the people. Y'all ever read that? How many of y'all agree with me that Jerusalem is a burdensome stone tonight? Man, it's polarizing. Hey, by the way, Donald Trump may have done this and put this in process, but God, before the foundation of the world, done settled that the Jews were going to be his people. Amen. And he called them, and he called Abraham, and he called Isaac, and he called Jacob, and he gave them that land, and that is their land. And hear me out. And there's a lot more of that land, their land, that they haven't got yet. If they're just arguing about the 67 borders, they're in bad shape. Because when the Lord comes and restores them, go study something for me. Every place that Abraham put his feet is their property. Up into Syria, over into Iraq. Am I preaching? Hey, Jay, that's theirs. That Gaza Strip, that's not the Palestinians. They just allowed to live there. That's the Jewish. Ooh, I'm going to get in trouble tonight. I'm telling the truth. You say, I ain't never looked at it like that. Keep on reading with me. Y'all with me? In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Boy, there's coming a day. Listen to me. I believe what happened today. Look at me. I believe what happened today is, listen to that, look at this. One more step toward Armageddon. One more step toward Armageddon. to the valley of Jehoshaphat. One more step to Megiddo. Oh, Lord God, you said, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you ever seen them hourglasses with the sand in them? I think that thing's turned upside down and sand's shooting down right now. And God is saying things are starting to pick up. Listen to me. God's providentially been working throughout this whole world. Somebody help me right now. Hey, if you can't see the decline of America is a purpose of God. So the Antichrist will rise and the Muslim nations will rise against Israel and every nation will come against the Jews. Now, I'm going to make a prediction. Hear me out. I'm going to make a prediction, but I'm going to show you where it's truth in a moment. That will be their capital. Listen. But in the next little while, all hell's going to break loose in Jerusalem. And it is going to cause the second coming of the Lord. Not the rapture. The second advent of the Lord. You say, you can't prove that. You don't have no scripture at all. I'm glad you said that. Let me read a couple more of these verses, then I'm going to jump you somewhere else. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and the rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength. In the Lord of hosts, our God. Y'all, how many of y'all starting to believe Jerusalem's significant? That is the heart and soul of the Jewish people. You said, that belongs to Muhammad. No. I'm sorry. No. 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 That's not an Ishmaelite place. That's a godly place that is both Christian and Jewish. Because on that mountain peak, on the southern end of that mountain peak of Moriah, because the temple is up on Mount Moriah, on that southern end, your Savior went up and died for your sin. And you folks that went into the museum over there in Israel here with me this last trip, they've already got the candlestick ready that's going to be put in the tribulation temple. That thing's already ready. They even got the red heifer ready. And that's another sermon. How many's never heard of the red heifer? You're going to do one of these days. I'm going to preach it on. Let me go on. Can I have a few more minutes? I'm going to. Go on, jump now. What did I just predict? I predicted to you that all hell's going to break loose on Jerusalem. Now, they're calling right now for 3 days of rage. And there probably are going to be some rage. They're calling for some mischief. But God got this. But I want to show y'all something in the Bible. Ray, look at this. This is awesome. Look at the 14th chapter of same book. Are y'all there? Amen. I'm about ready to shout. We go down to verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. Now notice this. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem in battle. We already heard rumblings today of hate all over the world. Am I right or wrong? Rumblings of hate. Even them people that voted in 1994 five to do it are mad today since somebody done it. I'm sorry, Nancy. I'm sorry, but it's God's will. Stay with me. Stay with me. Y'all with me? For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken. Listen. And the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity. And the rest of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then, woo! Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Woo! Which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall be removed toward the north and half toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Asia. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come. Look, 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 and all the saints with him. Ah, Lord God, my leg's hurting, but I'm going to take a little run spell. You said what? All the saints with him? Well, how did we get up there to come with him? There's another little word I want to familiarize you. Rapture. That happens before the tribulation period, and we're out of here. Amen. The 7 years of tribulation, which will purge Israel, which will be the time of the Gentiles, then the Lord himself, with the saints, with you, Denny, with you, Connie, with you, my brother, with you, how many say, y'all's going to mount up on white horses, and you're going to come and fight in the day of battle. You said, I ain't never been on a horseback ride. You might as well get ready, partner, because you're going. You said it's not in that verse. I'm getting ready to show you that too. Stay with me. Y'all still with me? I can't help when I get excited. I don't even have a note. I'm just preaching from the overflow. Lord, where was I? Okay, here. Verse 6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not day or night, but it shall come to pass that evening time it shall be light. Oh, glory. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. Woo. Somebody say amen. See, what's going to happen, the second advent of the Lord will usher in the 1,000-year kingdom. And Jerusalem will be the capital. And I want y'all to know something. We as the church are going to rule and reign with him. Somebody got it. Go ahead and get my mule. I'm about to shout. Now you say, Preacher Smith, you got any more? Now hold a minute. I do have some more. Turn to Revelation 19. I'm going to prove everything I've been preaching right here at the lower scale. You know, I told them saints, all the saints going to come. Well, you said, who are saints? Us. We're called to be saints. The church is the saints. In Revelation, it even talks about our garment. We're made white. Y'all with me? Somebody turn to Revelation 19. I'm about ready to come out of my skin anyway. Revelation 19. Are y'all there? I am verse number 11. Now let me try to explain this. Whew. I'm so excited, my heart's beating fast. I gotta slow down here a minute. Okay. Now hear me out. Here's how it's gonna happen. Now some of y'all ain't gonna agree to this, but that's okay. You'll agree with me later. When it all happens, you'll say you're right. He's gonna come back, and here's how he's gonna do it. He's gonna come back, and all the nations will gather at Megiddo. And the Lord is going to come back and defeat the nations. And the Bible says, his garments will be sprinkled with blood. And I'm going to read that his blood was dipped in blood. His garment was dipped in blood. What blood? He's going to destroy those nations and walk right down, go right down through Megiddo and end up down to the Mount of Olives and put his feet down, and that thing's going to go like that to the east and the west. And then he's going to, I'm happy. Then he's going to swoop right on down through there. I preached from there a few months ago, right down there to the eastern gate. And he's going to rip right through that cemetery. You said, why did they put a cemetery in front of the eastern gate? I'll tell you why. Because they don't believe a priest will touch a dead body. So the Muslims put a cemetery there to try to block the Messiah. But the Messiah is going to rip her up and go right on down through that thing and come out on the other side and establish his throne. Oh, man. And they're going to build a millennial temple. And not too, it's too deep for some of y'all, but they're even going to have some sacrifices again. And you say, why? That's another Bible lesson. I can't give you all of it in one night. Can I read these verses and be done? It's all y'all's fault. Y'all zagging me on. Look at verse 11. Y'all with me? Remember what it said over there in Zechariah? He's going to come with his saints. Did he say that? All right, let's look. Verse 11, are you there? And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. I had a lady come to me one time. God bless her. She wanted to get mad at me, and I didn't let her get mad. I didn't get mad. She said, I want to know. She tried to play word games with me, trick me. She said, I want to know what that white horse is. I went, I got it. A white horse. You said, And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Lord God, listen to this. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. Them's the crowns we throw at his feet at the judgment seat. Woo! And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. I know where he got it. And his name is called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I'm about to shout. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Time, let's all do, look, see if y'all can do this with me. Watch. Time out. Now, if you got anything in you right now, you can shout, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's you, ladies and gentlemen.
The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. How you know it's you? Because the church is the only one going to have fine linen, because we get it at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. That's not for the Jews. That's not Old Testament. That's New Testament. How many of y'all with me? Amen. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he that treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Go back to Isaiah, I think 65, and you'll see that corresponding verses. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper the great God, that you may eat the flesh of the kings. Someone say, amen. They're gonna be bodies everywhere, and the buzzards are gonna eat them up. And the captains, and the flesh of the mighty men, and the flesh of the horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, that's the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and the false prophet. Hello? The Antichrist and the false prophet. I believe I know who the false prophet is, but amen. So I won't call names. I won't do that tonight. But I want to real bad. That wrought miracles before him. With him he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, and which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were gathered with it, fled down. I'm done, but I got to read. Can I read a little more? That's Armageddon. That's all of it. Actually, it's not going to be a battle. It's just he's going to speak and they all going to die. Amen. Ain't going to be much of a battle. And you know, he's going to pull the sword out, the word, you're dead. You said the word's not that powerful. I'll tell you how powerful it is. It was powerful enough to reach my old wretched soul. It was powerful enough to chain me from death to life. It was powerful enough to give me eternal life. It was, boy, oh, glory, I'm about to go crazy tonight. You're not saved, you better get saved, because you ain't going to get in on what I'm preaching unless you get saved. Almost done. I'm going to give an invitation. I got to quit here. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Well, tell those replacement theology people and all those people that don't believe in the tribulation and the millennial, they're going to have to do something with that chapter. And some people teach that Satan, we're living in the millennial right now, and Satan's chained up right now. Well, if he is, he's on a long chain. But he ain't. That's future. He'll be bound 1,000 years. I don't have all kind of time to preach. By the way, the sheep nations will go into the millennial. By the way, they're going to have offspring. By the way, their offspring's going to have to face the devil, and he's going to deceive them. You know, I heard this today, because this Jerusalem thing, somebody said this. I don't know where I was, but I did correct him. He didn't get mad. I just corrected him. He said, oh my God, the world could end today. I said, let your heart not be troubled. Listen to me, the world cannot end today. The world can end at least for 1,007 years if the rapture happened today. Am I? Well, I want to stay with this, but y'all can't stand me any longer. But let me ask you a question. Every one of you in this room. Now here's, if we're seeing Jerusalem become the capital
And we're seeing all this prophecy fulfilled that's not supposed to be fulfilled till in the tribulation period. Because the signs of the times actually is not for the rapture. They're for the tribulation and for the millennial. I mean, for the second coming. So if we're getting close to the second coming, and the rapture's got to come 7 years before, and how close are we? I'm going to tell you what's even so, come Lord Jesus. I'm looking right up to you, Jesus. Come on. I'm welcome you. Go ahead and change my body. Take me right through the ceiling.
Amen.
But don't even say a thing if that happens to me tonight. If there's anybody in this room that's lost, you'll be left right in that chair without Christ. Bow your head. God sent me here, so I hope it blessed you. It's about nice because I want to ask you a real simple question. If you died tonight, how many of you are 100% sure you'd go to heaven? Slip your hand up if you know it. Hold them up high. Hold them up high. God bless you. Let me ask you, was there anybody who couldn't raise your hand? And if you couldn't raise your hand, but you want to be saved before the Lord comes, and you don't want to be left behind, slip your hand up now and say, pray for me. Anybody? Almost everybody raised your hand, but I don't want to take that for granted. Stand with me and I'll pray. We'll sing a verse just in case somebody needs saved. Father, thank you for this invitation. Thank you for the word. Lord, thank you for the future. It's bright. Bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
There comes a rider,
yeah,
upon a white horse, and there's an army in fine linen, white,
yes,
and clean,
yes,
and I will be among the flood behind that vesture dipped in blood.
Amen.
When I come riding down the skies with my Lord.
Oh yeah. Amen. You know, I think once I get done with this series, I may do a few little sermons, unique sermons like on the millennial. And a lot of y'all looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate about the red heifer. I think I'm going to preach on the red heifer and bring some truth out to y'all. And man, I tell you what, I'm so excited tonight. Aren't y'all? I'm glad I'm on the winning side. I better let y'all out before I get in trouble. It's 20 after. Father, thank you for the good word of God. Thank you for being helping me be led by you. I didn't know I was going that direction. Thank you for giving me some memory and some discernment. Now bless the Lord. Thank you for Tobin, that great sermon. I do need to love the way you love. I need to look at humanity the way you look at humanity. I need a burden for those that are lost. And Lord, help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night.